Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A couple of stories from the Millerton News by Caitlin Lyle. Among the properties selected for protection under Dutchess County Partnership for Manageable Growth Program this summer, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro announced the program will provide the Lopane Farm in Amenia with part of the funding needed to purchase two conservation easements. Since its inception in 1999, the PMG program has served to protect agriculture and open space resources across Dutchess County by promoting a local funded match of up to 50% of the total project cost. Meanwhile, along with continuing its discussion on local laws for solar energy systems in Amenia, the town board was prompt in handling appointments for the town services at its meeting on Thursday, August 1st. Town Supervisor Victoria Perotti brought the local law's adoption up for discussion. Councilman Damon Gutierrez says he received a call earlier that week from Zoning Review Committee members Leo Blackman and Nina Peek and Amenia Town Attorney Jan Lindars. Throughout their conversation, he said they reviewed the latest draft of the local law, discussing desired changes, as they were unable to review the entire document, according to Gutierrez. He said he would recommend that until they have a chance to go through the whole thing, a retro do a draft, and also circulate it for review for the board and the CAC, he'd recommend they table it for the time being. In a story in yesterday's Republican American, in Kent, one drug rehabilitation center is suing the state of Connecticut for allowing another rehab facility permission to operate in Kent. Highwatch Recovery Center has filed a lawsuit against the State Department of Health and the Connecticut Office of Health Strategy, as well as Birchill Recovery Center, for approving the Certificate of Need that will allow Birchill to open an 85-bed inpatient detoxification and intensive treatment facility in town. That would include 27 beds for inpatient detoxification and 58 beds for intensive treatment and adults between the ages of 18 and 64. The facility is scheduled to be at 46 Maple Street. The lawsuit notes the DPH reversed a draft opinion by its own hearing officer that was to deny the certificate and instead approve the application. Ever want to be a movie star? Well, an HBO series filming in the region is once again looking for actors to take part later this month and in September. I Know This Much Is True, a 6-episode series starring Mark Ruffalo, is seeking 8-month-old and newborn girls with reddish strawberry blonde hair, as well as male and female actors to play in the background as adults in the 1920s, according to the Hudson Valley Film Commission. Now, anybody interested in answering the casting call for the part of the redhead female child is asked to email powers791@gmail.com. Those inquiring about the 8-month-old should include 8-month Connie in the email subject line. Inquiries about the newborn should include newborn Connie in the email subject line. Adults who are interested and encouraged to email the current photo, cell phone number, and email address, height, weight, shirt size, pant size, and shoe size. That's IKTMIT, opencalls@gmail.com, with 1920 in the subject line. The town of Sheffield residents reminded that new transfer station stickers must be purchased and affixed to vehicles. Access will be denied without the new village sticker. Questions can be directed to 413-229-7000, extension 157, or you can purchase them by mail at the Board of Health office or online at sheffieldma.gov. Everybody's invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there will be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. The church is located at 58 Main Street. The dinner made possible through a grant from the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. Montgomery Lodge No. 13 in Lakeville is celebrating its 60th year of lobster sales. The next lobster sale will be coming up on August the 17th. And September 21st, lobsters can be picked up between 4 and 6 p.m. the day of the sale at 41 Sharon Road in Lakeville at the Lodge. They average 1.25 pounds, costing $16 each. You can order by telephone at 860-435-9722. They're available live or boiled, raw or steamed clams also available for $8 per dozen. You should call no later than the Friday before each sale to guarantee the order. Proceeds from the sales go to benefit scholarships to local students and local charities. Salisbury Bank is holding a free shred day at its Millerton branch on Saturday, 9 a.m. till noon. Each person can bring up to 4 boxes of paper, no binders, for shredding. The Millerton branch is located at 87 Main Street. Climate Smart Community Task Force meeting is happening in Ankrum on the 17th at 10 a.m. Charlotte's Lemonade Stand is being held August 17th and 18th from 12 to 4, 26 Hospital Hill Road in Sharon, Connecticut. There'll be ice-cold drinks, fresh bakery items, locally crafted beef jerky, and more for a great cause. All proceeds are going to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They're also holding a charity raffle with amazing prizes donated from local businesses. For more information, you can contact Carrie at 860-491-0328. The Hunt Library in Falls Village holding a reception on Saturday, 4 till 6 p.m., for Forms from Nature, featuring artists Sybil M. Perry and Serena Weld Granberry. The exhibit will include new paintings in pastel by Perry and new sculptures by Granberry. Refreshments will be served. There will be jazz music performance by the Ted Perry Trio. The exhibition will be on display through September 14th. And include an artist salon interview with writer C.B. Wismore on Saturday, September 7th at 4 p.m. More information, huntlibrary.org. Wooden Nickel performs on Saturday, August 17th at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. The four-piece acoustic electric musical group repertoire consists of an eclectic mix of folk, traditional, obscure covers, and original music. Doors open at $7 to $5. Suggested donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. The Annex is located at 28th Century Boulevard. Berkshire Botanical Garden has its first-ever dog-friendly special event, Dog Days of Summer, scheduled for Sunday, August 18th, 10 till 4, admission $15. And it's free for garden members. A $5 per dog entry fee will be donated to the Berkshire Humane Society. There'll be workshops about canine health and safety scheduled throughout the day. Vendors include Berkshire Barks and Purrs, Mobile Vet Clinic, I'm Not Going to Get Ticketed, Berkshire Dog Treats, Zongisics Pet Products, Canine Link Therapy Dogs, Berkshire Humane Society, The Art of Dropping, Animal Communicator Linda Clayton, Reliable Pet Sitting, Berkshire Hills Fresh Pet, and Got Spots. Now, dog owners must sign a waiver and dogs must be up to date on vaccinations prior to admission. All dogs must be on non-retractable leashes. Participants can download a complete form for the event at berkshirebotanical.org/events/dog-days-summer. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 99.97 to 25,579.39 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7766.62 and the S&P 500 at 2847.60. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.